from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening from Harpersville Central School, home of the Hornets, and now a term that they use, Rock the Ville. See if they can rock the Ville tonight as Harpersville girls host the Lady Spartans of Unitigo. How many times have we had rocking games with Unitigo and Harpersville the last 10 years or so, where there have been tremendous athletes going back into the early 2000s and for both sides? And we have, well, I'm not sure if it can be called a similar game or not, but you look at the records and you got to start considering that it could be a very good game here, and at least we hope so. Unitigo comes in at 4-1 in the MAC. They lost only to Bainbridge Guilford, a game that was heard on WCDO. They are 6-2 overall. They're going up against the unbeaten and state-ranked Harpersville Lady Hornets, 6-0 in the league. They are 9-0 overall, and they really are on a mission to keep that zero in the second digit and get back into playoff competition, both in the MAC, sectionals, and states. But you can only go one game at a time, so tonight is another stepping stone for them. Unitigo, with just 8 players coming into the season, they'll be minus one tonight, so subbing is going to be at a premium. And for Coach Greg Bonskowski, Kurt Ehrensbeck has everybody healthy and an 11-girl roster. The JV game tonight won by Unitigo in a nail-biter, 36-31. We start our broadcast here at Harpersville with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, and it's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs that include daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. That phone number for Chambers and O'Hara, 563-4311. Got to do this, too. You know, the broadcast is a presentation each and every time of WCDO Sports, and our rights are granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So we've got a shorthanded Unitigo squad against a very stacked Harpersville Lady Hornets, who have yet to be really, really tested. We'll go game by game and tell you what they've been up to. We have not covered Harpersville. It was a game against Bainbridge Guilford that we were supposed to be here for. It got snowed out. It got moved to a day that I was going out of town. Turned out BG kept the score low, but Harpersville still won that game. We'll talk about that and what Unitigo's been up to since we saw them last. It is live Tri-Town High School girls basketball tonight from Harpersville on your all-live AM and FM and local sports leader, WCDO.
In the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
Oh, there's nothing better than a Big Mac sandwich.
Well,
the melted cheese, tangy pickles, special sauce.
I can think of one thing.
Impossible.
2 Big Mac sandwiches.
Now at McDonald's, get 2 Big Mac sandwiches for just $4. 2 legendary Big Mac sandwiches with melted cheese, pickles, and special sauce. Only $4.
Okay, that is better.
And bigger.
Delicious.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on the menu board, limited time offer.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in January, get a small white chocolate mocha for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only. Limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Our first girls game here at Harpersville. I mentioned before about how we're supposed to do a Bainbridge-Guilford at Harpersville girls game before the holidays. It did not work out, but I can tell you that that game was very low scoring. It wound up 36-23. It was by far Harpersville's lowest point total. Other than that, they had not been below 36. So that's 20 points lower than their otherwise lowest point total. Just amazing. And Bob Conway told me after the Kozelski tournament, I said, how did that turn out to be such a low-scoring game? He said neither team shot well. He said, but our defense was big, came up big, and we had them within a couple of points in the mid-fourth quarter, something like 22-21 or 21-20. And then Miranda Drummond kind of took over as she is wont to do. She had 19 in that game, and it wound up 36-23. So they started out the season in a rare Class D tournament. Milford, they played Cherry Valley Springfield and won that game 62-38, then beat Milford in the title game 56-35. They went to Windsor and won that game 59-26. The only thing that stands out there is that they didn't shoot a three-pointer that went in. Started the league season at Deposit, winning 65-26. Then the 36-23 game, as I mentioned, well, that came after Green, the regularly scheduled game with Green, at 62-37. And over the Harpersville, they had a Harpersville or Hornets versus Cancer three-way tournament round robin. They beat Afton 61-33 and then Oxford 61-22, with Miranda Drummond being the all-tournament MVP in both Milford and in Harpersville. And then Delhi was a win, 57-39, a week ago on Wednesday. One thing that's standing out this year for Harpersville, just like the last few years, their first quarter tends to define the rest of the game. They're averaging about 16 points and giving up an average of about 6 points. There have been 10-0, 18-5, 18-2. There's been an 8-7. There's been a 10-7. But there's been also 25-9 the first quarter of their season. 25-9 at the end of the first quarter. So they've had those kind of days. Miranda Drummond averaging 20.4 points per ball game. Shelby Medovich, who really rose to the occasion in the postseason last year, she's averaging about 7, and Tatiana Sosnowski is averaging about 11 points per ball game. Or I think I have that mixed up. Shelby Medovich is averaging about 10.3, Tatiana Sosnowski about 7. She's had highs of 16 against Green and 14 against Bainbridge-Guilford. Shelby has had double figures most of the time with a high of 20 in the title game against Milford. Miranda Drummond, who has accepted a Division I scholarship to St. Bonaventure, has had games of 33, 23, 24, 21, 19, 24, 17, 23, and 24. She has probably shot more free throws, 93, than most teams have this year. She's 61 for 93, 65.6%. The team is shooting about 10 percentage points lower at 95 for 169, and I'm telling you, that is more than any team, I guarantee, more than any team in Section 4, at least the MAC, because I read the box scores pretty steadily, and I see a lot of 2 for 5s, 5 for 8s, sometimes 7s for 11, that kind of thing. Harpersville has 17 for 29 in the first game, 16 for 33 in the second game. Against Delhi, it was 14 for 25. They're shooting 56.2%. So in other words, they get to the line quite a bit. Unitigo hasn't done too badly. Their last couple of games, they have wins over Delhi and Deposit, 47-26 against Deposit a week ago on Wednesday. And last Friday, it was a 44-27 victory over Delhi. And what's notable about the Delhi game is the onset of 5'4 sophomore Samantha Picard, who had a career-high 13, including 3 three-pointers. This is the team that does not make three-pointers. They've had 3 three-pointers only one time, and that was Picard in the last game. They've had several games with zero. Their free-throw shooting, I'll say it, atrocious. 11 for 28 in their last game. I mean, tonight, if they could find their way to shoot 60%, make 12 for 20, they've got a chance. They're not a free-throw shooting team. They're led, obviously, by returning senior Marissa Wooder, the only starter from last year's team, and Cassidy Newman, a 5'10 junior. They are without Kayla Kamenda tonight. She will not play. She had her tonsils out. They'll also have Samantha Picard, the 5'4 sophomore, Courtney Bullis, defensive specialist, 5'6 senior, and Emily Slauson, a 5'3 sophomore. I think this team has a lot of direction to go with the youth they have. Their JV team won. And so they are 4-1 with wins over Delhi, Oxford, Afton, and Green, and Deposit. I think some of those Unitigo. Wins over Delhi, Deposit, Oxford, and Walton. And the loss, of course, to Bainbridge Guilford. So 4 up and 1 down in the MAC, 6 up and 2 down overall. So a very big game for both teams tonight. And who knows, if Unitigo gets out early, could define what goes on for the rest of the game, as Harpersville seems to depend on that first quarter to get their pull-away points. We're about a couple of minutes away. We'll have an anthem and then the starting lineup. So it's all coming up as part of Live Tri-Town High School Basketball. Unitigo girls here at Harpersville. Our first look at the Lady Hornets, defending Section 4 Class C champions. It's all coming up on your local sports leader, WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Harpersville. First of two games at Harpersville for us. Tomorrow night, Unitigo boys come down to play the Hornets. And then Green is at Unitigo girls on Thursday. And Oxford at BG wraps up the week. The boys on Friday from Bainbridge Guilford. I don't think they have a live national anthem singer, but even if they do, we're going to take a break because we don't have the microphone to cover the PA because we're on the opposite side. But Harpersville is in their white uniforms with navy blue numbers trim, and the accents are in gold. Unitigo in the green with white. And I think they're going to step away and have an anthem for us. So we'll be back with the starting lineup in just a moment. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Thanks very much. We're back here for WCDO's live basketball coverage, and we've got a little bonus coverage for you as our man Nate Lull is at Franklin covering the Skenevis-Franklin game. And at the end of the first quarter, Franklin leaves Skenevis 17-11. One of the all-time leading scorers in Section 4, Jordan Beers, a senior, is leading the way with 8 points. Marissa Cauley has 5 for Franklin. The Franklin Purple Devils are number 4 ranked in Class D. Skenevis is number 15. So Nate's keeping a good tabs on the game for us. We've got the starting lineups. Try to pick them up. Not sure if you can pick this up or not. But here's the lineups as we have them for Unitigo. Sophomore Emily Slauson, Courtney Bullis, senior, number 20. Slauson, number 12. 22 is Samantha Picard, 5'4", sophomore. Cassidy Newman, 5'10", junior. Marissa Woodard, 6'3", senior for Harpersville. Abby Bird, number 2, a senior. Number 5 is Shelby Menevich, a junior. Holly Henry, starting as a senior, number 10. 24, Tatiana Sosnowski, senior, and Miranda Drummond, also a senior, number 32, averaging 20.4 points per ball game, and on a Division I scholarship. I can also add that from this basketball team in Harpersville, Sarah Miller, Rachel Ballard, Shelby Medovich, and Holly Henry were all on the first quarter honor roll. Miranda Drummond and Katie Hoyt, both on the principal's list. Gotta love scholar athletes. Here we go. Ready to tip it off. Miranda Drummond and Marissa Woodard. And Woodard, well, a few times she'll lose an opening tip because Drummond out-jumped her. 3-point shot from the right side taken by number 5, Shelby Medovich. It misses short. Rebound coming down for Unitigo. Underneath to Woodard, and she goes up for the basket and is fouled by Drummond. This could escalate in a matchup that's not intended to be the matchup, because offensively Drummond is just going to run circles around Woodard, but where Marissa Woodard can benefit is guarding her, or is having her guard her underneath, and try to get her into foul trouble. They lose Miranda Drummond, they become a totally different team. Meanwhile, the struggling of free throw shooting for Woodard continues. She was 0 for 4 in her last game. Her second shot is also missed. So a chance to start the game for Unitigo in the lead comes up empty with an 0 for 2 showing by senior Marissa Woodard. But Miranda Drummond does have her first personal foul. Sosnowski on the right side of the top of the key for Medovich. Medovich to Bird at the elbow. Missed it. And Woodard rebounds. And possession arrow will be battled for by Medovich, or Sosnowski rather, who tied up Marissa Woodard, who brought the ball down. That's going to be the key for her, is to keep that ball up, keep it away from the quick-handed guards for Harpersville. Bullets lost the basketball, and she could not get it on the bad pass. Now it's inside from Bird to Sosnowski. Tatiana Sosnowski, first points of the game. Not yet a minute into. Number 12 is Emily Slauson. She gets bottled up in the corner. Here comes the pressure defense and transition. It lends for Medovich to finish with a basket. So full court pressure by the Hornets. If you remember last year and the year before that, Sarah Menina, an expert at the point guard position. They do not have that type of player this year for Unitigo. It's 4-0. Harpersville can strike early and often. On the right side, it's Courtney Bullis driving down that right side, and it's met with a foul. That's going to be, I believe, on Abby Bird. And for some reason, they're not showing that on the scoreboard, who the foul's on. But I think it was Abby Bird. So the inbounds pass comes to, eventually to number 22, that's Samantha Picard. The give and go. Picard, I will not lose track of where she is. She's got bright orange basketball sneakers on. A total clash to the green uniform. 6:21 to go. And it's a soft jump shot taken by Newman. Missed it. Woodard with a rebound inside for the bucket. That makes it 4-2, Harpersville. Drummond playing the point now in this setup. Man-to-man for Unitigo. Meanwhile, Abby Bird from the elbow left side. She missed it the last time, makes it this time. 6-2. Hornets by 4. Courtney Bullis across half court, guarded by Abby Bird. Bullis tries the left side. Bird stays with her. Woodard comes around the screen. And it's called for the travel as she pounds it inside with an extra step. Substitution already for Harpersville. Carissa Warren comes in the ballgame, replacing Abby Bird. Bird very proud of herself as she sits down, knowing she's done the job offensively and defensively. Drummond, meanwhile, slicing down the lane. There's going to be a foul. I think it's before the shot. No idea who that foul's on, and they're not showing it on the scoreboard, so I am in trouble. Warren finally passes inside to Henry. Back out to Sosnowski. Misses it. And Woodard rebounded, but she did it tentatively, and somebody knocked the ball out of bounds. They'll say it is Harpersville's ball. Drummond pops one for three. Missed it. Boy, she got hit hard afterwards. Woodard rebounds for Unitigo. The referees missed the contact there. Bullis and Slauson. Now it's Bullis, guarded by Warren. Again with the left side. Bullis inside to Warren. The turnaround is no good. Gets her own rebound. She's going to fight. No, she's going to kick it back out to Bullis, and they start the offense again. 6-2, 5.5 to go, first quarter. Picard, no one to pass to. Finally, help from Slauson. Bullis. Newman, double team. Drummond sneaks in from the weak side, and it's going to be possession arrow in favor of Harpersville. Home team up 6-2, 5:18 to go, first quarter. Unitigo is not used to this kind of aggressive defense. That's Harpersville's bread and butter, no doubt about it. Inside, a floater missed by Sosnowski. The follow-up by number 10, that's Holly Henry. She's fouled in the act of shooting. And that's going to go against, that one's going to go definitely against Cassidy Newman. And I have my mission to pay attention to the officials, old school style, because they are not displaying it on the scoreboard. That does have the capability. I think there's a technical glitch there. Henry, by the way, makes the first of two free throws. Second shot is off the back of the rim, and then it bounces around pinball style before dropping through. 8-2, largest lead of the game, 6 points. Just a Marissa Woodard basket is all. Here comes Newman. She goes along the baseline to Slauson. Too hard on the shot. Rebound in stride by Medovic. Down the lane she goes. Lost the ball on her can. Passes to Sosnowski. Tatiana Sosnowski with a bucket. It's 10-2, and Miranda Drummond has not scored yet. Newman to a double team, and there's going to be a travel call against Newman with Medovic playing good defense right there. Well, Henry sits down. Number two, Abby Bird, checks back into the ballgame. Looks like a rotation. Bird from the elbow, off the mark. Ball batted around. Woodard gets it and gives it off to Courtney Bullis. So Bullis, who can dribble lefty and righty, starts left, now goes to the right. Bird with her step by step. Oh, double dribble. Bullis bouncing with both hands. There's no doubt she feels the pressure there. Good defense again by Harpersville. Sosnowski passes down low. Drummond in the traffic. No good. Gets it again. Scores it. So Drummond on the board now. Five players have scored for the Harpersville Hornets. 12-2. They lead by 10. Bullis over half court. Gets it back to Picard. Picard right down the lane. Layup is up and good. Samantha Picard saw the opening and took it. 12-4. Sosnowski through Woodard off the back of the rim. No good. Drummond with a rebound. Left-handed, teeters off the rim. She gets it again and puts it up and misses, but does draw the foul. Relentless offensive boards by the Hornets, and specifically Miranda Drummond. Emily Schlossing gets called for the foul. Drummond at the line. As I said, she's probably shot more free throws than most teams at this point of the season. 93 coming into the game. 61 for 93. Misses the first. She's making nearly two-thirds of her tries. Second shot is no good. A rare miss for Miss Drummond. Rebound by Bullis off to Picard. Bullis to the right side. Back out for Slauson. Slauson around the three-point area, but passes to Picard. Picard wheeling and dealing. Now it's off to Slauson. 16-footer off the back of the rim. Rebound. Well, it looks like Woodard got a hand on it and couldn't put it in. She did shoot it, though. Drummond. Whoa! There's going to be a block call, but Drummond took an extra step or two right around the time of the contact. Foul apparently is on Bullis. At least I think it is. Drummond spins around and goes out again. 0 for 3 start. Well, she's going to settle in, shoot, and score. So 3 points for Drummond. Sosnowski leads Harpersville with 4. Pressure defense, man-to-man. Give and go. Picard over half court. Nice break of the press by Unitigo that time. Back door, looking for the back door with Slauson, and it's off her hand. 13-4. Coach Bonskowski wants a 30-second timeout. 2:41 to go first quarter. 13-4 Harpersville. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Greg Davey back in Harpersville. 2:41 to go, first quarter. Short timeout taken by Coach Bonds of Unitigo. 13-4, Harpersville with the lead and the ball. Tatiana Sasnowski has it on the right side. Pass forces a pass into Drummond. Three Unitigo shirts surrounding, and the hands are quick enough to cause the turnover. So it's Courtney Bullis to the right side for Unitigo, giving it to Picard. Picard around the screen, keeps going. She's on the left wing now. And to Bullis. Lost the ball, got it back. Back to Picard, left side. She's going to take it for 16 feet off the front of the rim. Rebound, Newman. She missed it. Woodard will get it and miss. Woodard gets it again and puts it up. And will score it. Marissa Woodard staying with it. 4 points out of the six for Unitigo. 13-6. Spartans trail. Sosnowski, cross-court to Abby Bird. Three-point shot, left side, no, off the back of the rim. Rebound, well, it's off Picard. Or apparently it's off Shelby Medovich. So the man-to-man press for Harpersville, one of the reasons why they get out to the big leads in the first quarter. Bullis, guarded by Abby Bird. Very close defense. Bullis, nice job to get it across half court. She continues on to the three-point area. Down inside for Woodard, but no, quicker hands by Drummond to pick it off. Drummond down the lane, left side, good. 15-6. Quickly a give and go, so the Hornets can't set up their press. Slauson over half court, now to Courtney Bullis. Bullis to Woodard on the right wing. Different look there. Newman, top of the key. Back door for Bullis. She can't shoot it, but she keeps control of it. Picard back outside. Slauson back to Picard. Seven on the shot clock. Spinning it in, and a foul on a turnover. Not sure who that's going to go on. 2-2. Well, I couldn't see what the referee said. 2-2 or 3-2. If it's Unitigo's ball, so 22. Yeah, well, Sarah Miller. Okay, Sarah Miller, there is a 22. Referee admits his mistake. He had called the backcourt, and it was not. As I was defining who had the foul. Inside, Woodard. Well, she made that one look easy. 6 points for the big Unitigo girl, Marissa Woodard, 15-8, keeping it somewhat close. Sosnowski might have gotten away with a travel as she got around the defense of Cassidy Newman. They're not calling that. Well, let's put it this way. They are allowing the first step without a dribble tonight. And the foul will go, oh boy, that one I think was on Bullis, but I'm not sure. Drummond through a double team, up and good, and she's fouled. Foul will be on Emily Slauson. I will have to go over at halftime and check my foul situations. Well, this is the way I started out. They didn't have scoreboards that showed who the foul was on. Let's see, Drummond will make it. And it's the three-point play. Let me see what we got here. Halftime scored Franklin, 33-20, with Jordan Beers at 18 points. And Drummond with a steal. Drummond's going to drive in on Bullis. Gets past her and scores. How quickly she scores. 10 points for Drummond, 20-8. Final 15 seconds. Down to 9 seconds. And Newman saves it from going out of bounds. Passing down low for Woodard, out of bounds. I don't think we'll get a playoff. It's going to be 20-8. Well, you never know. 1.1 second. Drummond. Nope. Cranks it from half court, but it's not going to go. 20-8, it wouldn't have counted anyway. Harpersville, that typical first quarter, They lead by 12. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zeitkamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, only 1 3-pointer shot so far in the first quarter. Not made. Harpersville 20, Unitico 8. We got a Franklin score 33-20 at halftime with Jordan Beers leading the way with 18 points and 9 rebounds. Marissa Cauley has 9 points to lead the way. Those two girls are going to lead the team. I know for Class D with a Purple Devil. 7 on the shot clock for Unitico. Picard down low for Newman. Off the glass. Oh, it rolls away. No good. Put back up and in by number 21, Megan Faulkner. Megan Faulkner's first time in the ball game. And I don't know who the foul is on. This is going to be, I'm going to definitely need it at halftime to get all those numbers right. Meanwhile, Faulkner going for the three-point play. 20-11, she does it. So we'll call her the super sub for Unitico. They only have two available, Allie Butler and Megan Faulkner. 20-11, Unitico trailing by 9. Drummond, Medovich, Sosnowski, those four will be anchors on this team. Medovich, left side, shoots from 15, no good, rebound Picard. Also in there, Carissa Warren and Sarah Miller, the junior and senior respectively. Picard on the right side, crossover, Newman wide open, around the rim and no good. That was a good play for Unitico, they just didn't get the ball to drop. Here comes Sosnowski. Well, she knocked the player over, no call. Shot by Warren misses. Drummond gets the miss there. Muscles it inside. Scoop to the hoop. No good. Out of bounds. It'll be Unitico's ball. Spartans trail 20-11. Very quick, rapid pace here. First quarter out of 8 minutes. It probably took 11 to play it. Not counting the timeout. All right. Courtney Bullis again working the left side. Picard in the corner, right through her hands and out of bounds. Unitico a bit nervous, a lot of trepidation. This Harpersville defense causes all of that. Sosnowski, long pass from Drummond. They slow it down, get the half court set. Abby Bird swings it to a Drummond around the screen. It's going to be a foul called.
Low.
Well, let's see. That's the seventh team foul on Unitico. So they'll be shooting 1-1. And again, I think that's on Slauson. I think they showed a 1 and a 2. And if so, that's her third foul. Although, nope, it would be 21, not 1-2, but 2-1. My correction. At the line, Drummond, who missed her first three but made her last two in a 10-point first quarter. Makes the first one on the 1-1, misses the second. And it looks like Drummond commits a foul on the over-aggressive play. That's something Drummond is going to have to work on in the college level. It was the same way with their former teammates, Hannah Kimmel, and before that, Lindsey Kimmel. They were very aggressive, and they probably get the benefit of most calls, but they're not going to get the benefit of all calls. 21-11, 16 on the shot clock. They worked the ball around for Newman, lost the possession of it. Drummond right there to pick it up. Long pass down court, and it threaded the needle. However, it also went in between Sosnowski and Medovich. So looks like Sosnowski, who scored the first two baskets of the game, she's going to be out for her first break, replaced by Sarah Miller. Abby Bird is out there, Shelby Medovich, and number 10 is back, Holly Henry. Bullets. Back to the basket. Cross to Newman. Newman from the elbow off the back of the rim. Woodard rebounds as she brought the ball down to Holly Henry's level, but they're going to call Henry in for a hold. That's the sixth team foul. And now a full timeout is asked for by Unitingo coach Bonskowski. 21-11. Harpersville by 10. We've got 5:29 to go in the first half. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Let's give a shout-out to our online log people listening on and from West Newberry, Massachusetts, and Brooksville, Florida so far, admitting that they're logged on. Newman from the right baseline missed it, saved the ball. Well, I thought she saved it. Tried to save it anyway. They made the play in for her. Cassidy Newman held scoreless so far. She is a big part of the Unitingo offense. Oh, Drummond. Well, she's going to turn the ball over anyway, but and they don't call the carry anymore, but she definitely was guilty of that. The ball got loose. Oh, she goes for the steal and almost. Oh, my gosh. Now, remember, Miranda Drummond was also the league cross-country champion her sophomore year, did not run junior or senior year, but cross-country champion, so she's got this battery that continues to go on forever, and I don't want to quote the bunny that they have, but I mean, she's just wired that way. She'll do very well at the college level. They will refine her game. She's very aggressive. Cassidy Newman at the top of the key. Hey, she sees an opening down the lane. Oh, it tips off. Woodard goes and hustles to get the rebound. She backs in. No, she's going to pass out to Newman. Newman to Woodard. The turnaround off the glass. No, they call traveling. Well, it's been a frustrating night for Marissa Woodard, though she does lead the team with 6 points. Substitution, Emily Slauson back in the ballgame. Picard goes out. Allie Butler in for the first time. She's a 5'7 junior, wears number 13. Drummond to the right side for Abby Bird. Bird, they give her some space, but they run the offense. High post to Sarah Miller, the sophomore, to Drummond in the corner. Short. Ball batted around. Drummond just happens to be there and puts it back up and in. 13 points for Miranda Drummond. She has outscored Unitingo. Butler back to Bullock. Courtney over half court. Harpersville man-to-man. That's never changed. Bounce pass down in low to Newman off the glass. No, it's off the rim. Woodard rebounds. Puts it up too hard. Rebound Drummond. Now you can tell the frustration setting in on Unitingo when they get 2 and 3 shots and miss it. Medovich short on the shot. Woodard rebounds. takes her time, gets the outlet where it needs to go. Up the floor to Slauson. Now it's Bullis at the top of the key for the Spartans, who had a three-point play from Megan Faulkner early on, but have been held scoreless the last 4 minutes. Down low for Newman. Again off the rim, no good. Boy, her night's been tough. Possession arrow as Drummond and Newman, two of the best athletes on the floor, go tumbling together to the floor. Coach Kurt Ehrensbeck sends in Carissa Warren to replace Abby Bird. And now Harpersville on the offense, leading 23-11. Inside, Warren misses the layup. Woodard rebounds for the Spartans. Gets the outlet to Bullis. Butler in the corner. Pass picked away, intended for Newman, picked off by Drummond. Drummond off to Warren, up and good. Carissa Warren becomes the sixth player for Harpersville to score. Creating more distance, 25-11. Bullis to the high post to Newman. Bounce pass over to Slauson. Short shot in the key, missed it. Drummond caught it. Ahead to Warren, off the glass, good. This is instant offense created by the defense. This is our first look at Harpersville, and yeah, that's about the way we thought it was going to go. And poor Unitigo gets their shots, they're just not getting them, and there's a foul inside. Nice pass, Courtney Bullis found Cassidy Newman coming around on the weak side. Now it slipped off her hand, but they're going to call it a foul. And again, I don't know who the foul is on. Seventh team foul, though. So at the line is Newman. First shot is no good, so she won't get a second shot. Rebound to Henry. Henry off to Drummond. Down the middle. Bullis guarding her. Medovic to the left side. Warren, a little shot. Air ball. Rebound picked up because it stayed in bounds. To Woodard. Woodard's outlet pass. Oh my goodness. Woodard's outlet pass was knocked away by Drummond. And out of bounds it goes. It looked like it was touched last by Newman. They're going to give it to Unitigo. I hesitated because Woodard tried a quick outlet pass and Drummond got a hand on it. But she hit it right back into Marissa's hand. Nobody to pass to, so Woodard brought the ball up for about four dribbles and then threw the ball hard. Looks like the justice has prevailed, as it was off Cassidy Newman, and one referee overrules the other, and it does go to Harpersville. Rightfully so. Henry does not shoot. Gives it back to Carissa Warren. Warren to Drummond. She's out on the left wing. Over to the right wing for Sarah Miller. Hard off the glass, no good. And it's so hard, Megan Faulkner could not hang on to the rebound. Boy, it caromed off very hard and downward. Warren to inbound. Wide open is Henry. Baseline shot. Oh, air ball long. Put back up once, now twice by Medovic, and missed it. And that one could be against Marissa Woodard. I'm not sure. Oh, this is where it would have paid to be by the scorer's table, that's for sure. But two shots coming for Shelby Medovic. First is up and good. Medovic, just her third point tonight. It is certainly Miranda Drummond and supporting cast, because she was the last one of the starters to score, but she's now got game high, 13. Medovic showing her mettle. Misses the free throw, but got the rebound. However, she missed, and so did Drummond. Here comes Bullis, the right side, double team. Shot put up by Faulkner. She's taken two shots and she's got 5 points because of a free throw. 28-13, she's the only one to score for the Spartans in this quarter. Carissa Warren to Medovic at the top of the key. Triple team, somebody's open, it's Miller, missed it. Rebound Faulkner. Long pass, it is Newman. Newman to a cutting Samantha Picard. Back to Newman. Newman drives in hard. Missed it. Weak side rebound by Shelby Medovich. That's going to be a retaliation foul, and that's going to go on Samantha Picard. That one I did pick up on. So another one and one. Woodard was out briefly, and now she'll come in and replace Samantha Picard. It's tough for Coach Bonskowski. He can't give you many. He can't give you many looks and many combinations. He's only got seven available players. So it's Medovich at the line. It's one and one. Shots up, and it's no good. Battle for the rebound. Well, no battle. It was deflected last touch by Holly Henry. Pass goes to Newman, to Woodard. Well, that's the wrong person to have it in the backcourt. Nice job, though, to get it to Allie Butler across the court. Now Courtney Bullis has it. Bullets to the left side. She likes to go in that direction. Puts it up. Well, no. Passes to Woodard. Woodard double team. Back out to Bullets. 10 on the shot clock. Bullets now circles all the way to the right side. Passes in the corner to Newman. Baseline. Missed it. Rebound. The sophomore, Sarah Miller, hard down the right side. Stopped by Faulkner, but the shot is looking good. Sarah Miller, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players have scored for Harpersville. They lead 30-13, just 5 seconds to go. I don't know if they're going to get a shot off. 3 seconds to go. Somebody's got to put it up. And they don't get a shot because they didn't see the clock, and they were facing the clock. Well, it's been a rough night for Unitigo. But Harpersville, you just got to wind them up and watch them go. 30-13, they take the first half lead. We'll be back with a recap of the scoring so far and a look at what happened last night and what's going on tonight here at Harpersville with the score. Harpersville 30, Unitigo 13. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Harpersville. And because of the lack of shooting touch by Unitigo, and also very strongly because of the hustle, defense, and transition ability of Harpersville, it's been their claim to fame for a few years. It is now a 30-13 game at halftime in favor of the Lady Hornets. And our halftime show is the Morabito Halftime Report, brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And as I said, out of the five starters for the Hornets, the last one to score was Miranda Drummond. It was already a 2-4-6-8-10-0 lead, or no, I'm sorry, 10-4 lead before Miranda Drummond got involved. Scoring-wise, she wound up with 10 first-quarter points. She's got 13 at the half, so she has matched Unitigo's team output. She's aided by Tatjana Sosnowski with 4 points, Sarah Miller with two from the line and two shots by Holly Henry, Shelby Medovich with three. She's one of three shooting from the line. Carissa Warren with two baskets off the bench for four, and Abby Bird has the basket for two. For Unitigo, it's just 6 points for Marissa Woodard, 2 points for Samantha Picard, and an impressive 5-point second quarter for Megan Faulkner, which also represented Harpersville's team score, as Woodard and Newman and others keep getting shots, but they don't go, and I think it's more of a sense of urgency than trying to get their touchdown. And it's not just Miranda Drummond. The other players are all stepping up their game and making it a nice team effort. And, of course, last year the drama was that Unitigo defeated Harpersville the first two times they played, but the third time was at the Section 4 Championships at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena, and Harpersville left them pretty much in the dust on their way to the state finals before losing to Bishop Kearney, which is a whole other topic. But anyway, other games going on tonight. We have the Franklin lead over Skenevis. Both those teams in girls Class D are state ranked, with Franklin number 4, and they had a pretty sizable lead at halftime themselves. Waiting for Nate to give me the other update. Also tonight, Walton is at BG. Unadilla Valley and Afton are playing. This is their coaches versus cancer time. They have a triple header, JV boys at 4:30, varsity girls at 6:30, and then the varsity boys at around 8 o'clock. It's their annual coaches versus cancer. I was there last year when they did it with, I think, Sydney, and it was a lot of fun. Speaking of Sydney, the girls tonight are hosting Delhi. And remember, Sydney is unbeaten in the league. They are 4-0. And unbeaten in the league also is Harpersville. I think they're the last ones left in undefeated in the league. Also, let's see, what else do we got? Worcester's at GMU, and Morris is at Milford as far as local schools. Tomorrow night, we'll be right back here. Delhi will be at Sydney, Walton at BG. So pretty much the same idea. Let's see. Okay, I don't think we got an update from Nate. Nate's just commenting because I was trying to give him the scores as well. And, yeah, let's see. I think we may catch them. They started at 7 o'clock. We didn't start here until about 10 after. I think this game is going so fast it's going to catch up. Games that I'll have going on. Oh, last night. That's right, last night. Bainbridge-Guilford boys got a chance to go out and play or host South Courtright, a Class D school. And South Courtright got out to a 37-19 lead on their way to a 64-42 win over Bainbridge-Guilford. Dylan Moffitt had 9 points, and Lucas Butcher actually led the way for BG with 16 in that game, and it's something looks like they were never really in that ball game. Unitigo played their second game against Owego. This time it was at Owego. And the last time, Unitigo actually held the lead with 5 minutes to go before Owego came back to win. This time it wasn't as close. The Owego team winning 71-52. And that was pretty much it. Walton last night defeated Unadilla Valley in wrestling 51-18. And I think we had bowling today, didn't we? Only listed today is Cooperstown and Canastota, but I think Sydney and Afton were either doing a makeup or something tonight. Tomorrow night bowling, BG is at Oxford and Walton is at Afton. Congratulations to the Sydney boys, by the way, for their breaking the 3,000 mark in a recent win over Bainbridge Guilford. Not easy to do at this level anymore with a declining enrollment. You have less kids to play. They had a very impressive, when you get a boys team to get over 3,000, that is good bowling right there. All right, we're a little bit more than a minute away from the second half. 30-13, Harpersville over Unitigo. It is live Tri-Town High School basketball, girls basketball tonight from Harpersville on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here. WCDO coverage of live girls MAC basketball from Harpersville. Spartans trailing 30-13. They've got the ball to start the second half. They've got Courtney Bullis, Marissa Woodard, Cassidy Newman, Samantha Picard, and Emily Slauson. And while the Spartans had first possession, it got tangled up down on the floor. And so quickly, possession arrow became Harpersville. Spartans will come out in the zone now in a 2-1-2 zone with Woodard in the middle. Let's see how this changes things. Drummond in the corner, back out to Shelby Medovich. Medovich driving past Woodard, couldn't get quite the angle she wanted. Woodard did present quite the obstruction there. And the ball goes out of bounds. Harpersville will turn it over to Unitigo, and Harpersville still playing in their man-to-man. Abby Bird, Tatiana Sosnowski, Holly Henry, Randa Drummond, and Shelby Medovich all in the starting lineup. Nice drive in by Woodard. Too hard on the layup. Slauson helps it out but misses on the putback. Woodard with her best offensive move down the lane, but too hard on the shot. Pass inside. Sosnowski rejected by Woodard. Good pass by Drummond, though, to see Tatiana Sosnowski. And looks like we've got some updates. End of the third quarter, Franklin up 48-32. Jordan Beers with 25 points. Marissa Colley with 15. Beers with 11 rebounds. What, Snake keeping, it must be keeping stats all the way through. There's a foul underneath on Cassidy Newman. Or no, check that on Sosnowski, the other 24. I never did go over to check the foul situation. It may or may not come into play here anyway. Foul as a player on both sides hit the floor. Looks like that's going to go out. That one's going to go on Newman. So one foul on each side. I'm not sure on the individual fouls. But we'll learn if somebody fouls out. Right side, Medovich for three, our first three-pointer of the night. Shelby Medovich doubles her scoring output, 33-13. Pressure by Harpersville. Samantha Picard passes to Bullis. Bullis far up the left side. Nice off the double team passing to Picard. Bounce pass in low for Woodard, and from behind Drummond will reach in and commit the foul. I've got her down for two. That might be three, however. Bullis, no one to throw to. Lost it up, looking for Newman. It was deflected by Drummond. She lost her balance. It still winds up Harpersville's ball. Medovich in a crowd, gets the basket and the foul. Well, Shelby Medovich fouled on the play, I think, by Slauson. And I, you know, I'm paying attention to the official. I really am, but his angle to the scorer's table does not help me at all. Nice play for Shelby Medovich. A three-point play, which gives her 9 points in the ballgame. 2 for 4 from the line, 36-13. Man-to-man pressure continues for Harpersville. Picard, the give and go to Bullis. That's one way to get out there. Down to Woodard, inside against Henry. Off the glass, good. Marissa Woodard, her first point since the first quarter when she scored 6. And I think they were about 3 out of 4 shots in that first quarter series. She's also 0-for-2 from the line, but now 8 points. Medovich around Faulkner. The short jumper, no good. Megan Faulkner with a rebound. Off to Courtney Bullis. 36-15. Harpersville comfortably in front, but they're not comfortable playing, that's for sure. They're still working on it. Picard. Got a loft to pass into Woodard. Woodard gets around defense, goes up, and no, they'll say possession arrow. Good defense by Harpersville. Some would say that was a travel. The referees called it possession. They flooded the defense. They just collapsed on Woodard anyway. And the inbounds will be for Harpersville. No, it was for Unitigo, but it was stolen by Miranda Drummond. No one's going to catch her. And the layup. 15 points for Miranda Drummond. It looks like she's fouled on the shot or after the shot. I really don't think she got caught. I'm not sure where that foul's coming from. Drummond outran everybody. Where's, I don't understand the foul. Okay, after, okay, now that makes sense. After the shot. Well after the shot. Now it's making sense. Pass deflected, but Drummond still gets it. Oh, they tried to go diagonal. Knocked away by Woodard, recovered by Unitigo. Here comes Bullis for Unitigo. Diagonal pass to Newman. Inside Woodard, who had position, missed it. Puts it up again, and this one could count. Little delay in the call, but I think it goes in. It definitely goes in, and it does count. Woodard at the line. And I think the foul's on Holly Henry, and if so, I think that's 2. And again, everything's a guess. Woodard to finish. No, too hard. Rebound Drummond. Marissa 0-for-3 from the line. Drummond lets it go for 3. Swish! Miranda Drummond giving the type of performance she has done for 4 years, even as a freshman and a supporter, so to speak, of Hannah Kimmel. She's definitely doing the job here tonight. And Cassidy Newman unselfishly flicks it down into Marissa Woodard. She draws the foul. That's going to go against Holly Henry again, and I think that's a little foul trouble. So Mr. Aaron Speck's going to get some players up off the bench. Woodard at the line to shoot 2. First shot's up. She's off to the right. Everything's been off to the right. Let's see if she can make an adjustment. Henry will sit down. Carissa Warren, who had come into the game, steps out. Newman steps out for Unitigo, replaced by Allie Butler. Sarah Miller and Rachel Ballard in there for Harpersville. Woodard at the line for another one. This one off the back of the rim, this one. This one's straight around, though. I got to say that. Little improvement. Still 10 points all from the field for Marissa Woodard. 41-17. Three-pointer for Medovich. Short. Chased down in the corner. Nobody really touched it. Spartans ball, and the Hornets, despite leading 41-17, still applying full court pressure. 4:08 to go in the third quarter. They finally pass it in. Stolen by Ballard. Ballard's shot rolls off the rim. Drummond with a follow-up, but she's going to be hit in the act of shooting by Allie Butler. That's no doubt about that one. So Drummond at the line. Got 18 points to lead all scores. And she's outscored Unitigo herself by one. First shot up. No good. Lost her arc on that shot. Mid-third quarter, 41-17, 42-17, 19 points for Miranda Drummond. She's well over 1,000 points in her career. There is Drummond making the steal from behind on an unsuspecting Allie Butler. Drummond to the left side for Medovich. Got away with a step there. Over to the right. Into the game now is Mackenzie Haynes, and the pass inside to Miller, and off a defender into the hands of Shelby Medovich. Medovich right place at the right time. She's got 11. 44-17. Butler caught with no dribble left. Off to Bullis. Bullis over to Woodard. Off the glass and good. Gets this one to go. She's got 12 points. 44-19. Down low to Ballard. Back outside. Drummond for three. Off the mark. Rebound. Allie Butler picked up by Samantha Picard. Over half court. Baseball pass down to Faulkner. Faulkner to Woodard. And they're going to call Marissa Woodard for an offensive foul. That was a good acting job. No doubt a good acting job, at least, no doubt in my mind anyway. As she wasn't even going to shoot, she was going to pass back behind her. Or back on the top of the key. But Faulkner comes out, Picard comes out for Unitigo. Replaced by Slauson and Newman. They work it around on the top of the key for Medovich. Now Drummond looking for a teammate. No, she's going to continue to dribble. Now a skip pass across the to the right side. An air ball put up there by Mackenzie Havens. And I said Haynes before. I can't read my own writing. It's Havens. She's a junior. Number 15. 2:34 to go in the third quarter. 44-19. Slauson. Crossover dribble. Guarded closely by Medovich. Maybe too closely. That's going to go against Shelby. That's only her first. Nice to see Jason Lyon over there keeping score. Shot by Newman, blocked out of bounds. It will stay Unitigo's ball. 28 on the shot clock. Bounce pass inside to a wide open Cassidy Newman, and she's got to go, what else do I got to do? That almost fell out. Been that kind of night for Cassidy Newman, who's normally just so aggressive, and she'll get 8-10 points just from being aggressive. Left side, Havens. This time it goes, but it's a two-pointer. Mackenzie Havens. Well, she airballed two in a row. This one, nothing but net. 46-21. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Courtney Bullis over half court, guarded by Havens. To Allie Butler. Butler to the top of the key. Around Woodard. Drummond picks her up. Pass right there and is smacked it by Drummond. Drummond against Butler. It's up and she's fouled. Allie Butler will commit the foul. Drummond with a basket. She had a three-point play late in the first quarter. She's got a three-point shot to her credit. 21, now 22 points. With a minute 38 left in this third quarter. Well, the first half was fast. This third quarter, not so much. 11 fouls called just in this quarter. Courtney Bullis playing the point for the Unitingo Spartans. Last year, she filled a role as a key defensive player. This ball passed off the shoe tops of Marissa Woodard. And when everything goes wrong for you, that's the type of play that characterizes it. Havens passes into Drummond. Still in there. Passing to the right side. Three-point shot. Medovich with an 11-point third quarter. She's got 14 in all. Down to a minute to play. Emily Swanson all the way down. Will she finish? She did, but she misses the shot. Woodard rebounds. And she'll get another chance for a three-point play. Foul will be called on Rachel Ballard. Substitution looks like Drummond and Medovich will sit down perhaps for the rest of the night. Sportsmanship would tell you that that's exactly what's going to happen. They lead 52-23. Woodard does make it. 15 points for Marissa Woodard. 52-24. Now into the game. Paige Melick, a junior, number four, and the shot missed by Sarah Miller, and Medovich's last three-pointer tangled the net. That last missed shot untangled the net, but it didn't help. It didn't put the ball in the basket. All right, Unitingo will inbound. Right baseline for Butler. No off the back of the rim. In full stride, picked up by Mackenzie Havens. Stop, pop, off the glass, no. Swanson rebounds. It gets fouled from behind by Havens of Harpersville. So not only has Harpersville spread the wealth offensively, they're spreading the wealth on the foul chart. And it's already 1-1, and we're not out of the third quarter, so this is an antithesis of the first half. First half took all of about 20 minutes. Shot is up. 1-1. No good by Slauson. She has not scored tonight. Final 20 seconds of the third period. Harpersville with the ball and a very comfortable lead. Kick on the pass. Inbounds comes to Melick. To the left side. They work it around. And a shot from the baseline misses by number 21, Rachel Ballard. 6 seconds to go. Bullis to the left side for a pretty much a wing and a prayer there, but no score coming at the tail end. So 52-24 as we end the third quarter. Harpersville looking to stay undefeated in the MAC. Unitingo is going to need a heck of a lot of offense to make that happen otherwise. Stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Franklin got the win tonight, so congratulations to them remaining unbeaten. 61-49, Jordan Beers with 31 points. She had a double-double with 15 rebounds as well. Unitingo, they can't empty their bench because they only have seven players. Shot taken by Samantha Picard that misses. Megan Faulkner misses on the follow-up. as does Newman on her chance after the miss. Pass up ahead, stolen by Faulkner. Nice defensive play. Now the most of the starters out for Harpersville as well. Get a look at some of the players that are playing just as intensely, judging on that look on defense. And there's the steal. Steal by number 14, Katie Hoyt, one of the seniors that's matching Miranda Drummond on the principal's list. There's a three-point shot, and look at that. Number 14, Katie Hoyt, makes her teammates real proud. The girls on the bench that normally start or play a lot are all clapping for their teammates. 55-24. 22 points scored in the third quarter alone by Harpersville. Three three-pointers. They didn't shoot a three in the first. Well, they shot one. So it's 14, Katie Hoyt, 15, Mackenzie Havens, 4 is Paige Melick, 21 is Rachel Ballard, and 22 is Sarah Miller. They've turned the ball over, and Unitingo gets another chance at it. It's Newman, Butler, Picard, Faulkner from the right baseline, missed it. So the pace has slowed down just a little bit. Here comes Sarah Miller, stopping in the paint. Traveling is the call. Good call by the official. They haven't called the travel too much tonight. And that includes the some of the acceleration moves, as I like to call them. Get to fill in a lot of my score sheet, too. When we start giving the awards for after the game, I spent so much time getting that stuff together. Shot by Megan Faulkner from the right baseline. This time it's not going to go. Down the lane comes Mackenzie Havens. Missed it. Her teammate, Sarah Miller, chased it down on the opposite side to no avail. Oh, wait. I take that back. It was hit last off of Unitingo. So good hustle. As it turned out, in the corner, Havens. There's another one of those travels that they don't call. Left side shot, three-pointer, this time missed by Melick. Follow-up missed, and a second chance. They're making a third chance for Sarah Miller, and she gets her second basket of the night. Looks like a timeout asked for by Coach Greg Bonskowski. It's a full timeout, 5:13 left in this ballgame. 57-24, Harpersville come to be on top of Unitingo. Live Tri-Town High School basketball continues on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Oh, I came back a little sooner than I would have liked, but that's okay, and I will bring you up to date on it. Samantha Picard saw a cutting Cassidy Newman going across the key, found her wide open. She missed the first shot, but stayed with it, got the second shot to go, and she got fouled and missed the free throw. So Newman now with 4 points. And it looks like Sarah Miller will get another foul called on her, and Megan Faulkner gets a chance at the line. She had a three-point play upon her first time in the ballgame. Shot is up. Too hard off the back of the rim. JV game, by the way, won by Unitingo, 36-31. Second shot. Faulkner's good. 6 points. Faulkner, a sophomore, so is Samantha Picard. So that's what I'm talking about. They've got some potential to be something here in the next couple of years. Woodard will graduate. Willis will graduate. But Newman will be back. Picard will be back. Slauson will be back. Shot left side, Picard. Now, she had three-pointers in their team's last game, which pretty much equaled their season total. They're not a three-point shooting team, but Picard had a team-high three in one game. 57-27. Nice catch by Sarah Miller. Miller caught it as a high post with her back to the basket, did the basic right thing, turned around, and drove to the basket. Nice job there. And that will bring a two-shot foul shooting situation for Sarah Miller. A little unorthodox on the shot. She misses the first one. Marissa Woodard, after a long rest, will come back in. Like I said, they can't empty the bench at Unitigo. There's only seven players. Kayla Comenda on the bench, getting her tonsils out today. She's in street clothes. Second shot, one-hander, spins around, no good. Rebound, Cassidy Newman. Off to Picard, and now Courtney Bullis, top of the key. She works the right side, back out to Picard. High post pass to Newman. Oh, nice wraparound pass to Woodard, and it's good. Well, one thing to watch at this fourth quarter unveils with 4 minutes left, how hard are these teams playing down to the finish? That was an example right there of good basketball. All right. A miss on the Harpersville side. They go a long pass down to Picard off the glass. No good. Newman fighting for it along with Katie Hoyt. It's out of bounds. It'll be Unitigo's ball. Newman risking a foul on that play. Bullis will inbound. Way across the other side. Picard from the baseline off the back of the rim. Woodard, nice hustle to get the ball. Passing across the key to Newman. Now whether that's a shot or not, I don't know if the refs will say it is. Never left her hand, to be honest with you. Foul's going to be on Rachel Ballard. They are going to say now that it's two shots. The ball actually never left Cassidy's hands. But she'll get two. Cassidy is 0 for 2 tonight from the line. Shot is up, and it's around the rim, no good. We'll see Unitigo in two more nights. They'll play Green at home. Second shot, much better for Newman. 5 points for the 5'10 junior. And here comes Harpersville, leading by 27 points. There were no ties and no lead changes in our game tonight. One of the rarities of the season. Pass into Ballard, back outside to Havens. Havens just inside the three-point area, top of the key, no good. Rebound by Bullis, and looks like she'll get to shoot. She'll get to shoot two. That was a foul on the rebound. It'll be Courtney Bullis' first time. I think she might have shot one field goal try tonight. She's not a shooter, that's for sure, but she'll get two at the line here, free of charge. First shot is around the rim and no good. We'll also see Unitigo girls at Sydney in another week. Second shot, Courtney makes it. She's got her first point of the night, 57-31. Final 3:20 to play. Paige Mielek to Havens. They work it around. Sarah Miller's the center on this play. And Newman with a steal. Newman trying to finish left side. No, but she did shoot with a left hand. Picard from outside. Air ball saved. Well, attempted to be saved by Cassidy Newman. Well, let's see. We got two in and two out for Unitigo. Allie Butler and Megan Faulkner come in. Picard and Newman come out. Shot from the outside. Mielek misses. Rebound Slauson. Contested, though. Good hustle. Put up by Katie Hoyt. No good. Rebound Woodard. I got to give the senior, Katie Hoyt, a lot of props on that one. She stayed with that play. Right side, Slosson, 18-footer. Well, she shot at about 17 feet. Caught in the air by Mackenzie Havens, and they'll play it on the outside. Miller at the top of the foul line there. Cross court. Mielek, nice ball movement, top of the key. Off, clanks off the backboard. Possession arrow with Rachel Ballard. Samantha Picard comes back in the ball game, replacing Emily Slosson. Well, some people, including myself, thought possibly if Woodard and Newman could get hot on the inside and maybe get Harpersville in foul trouble, they had a chance to win tonight. Did not happen. Butler cranks one up from 15 feet out and misses. Possession arrow. Points in the direction of the Hornets. Harpersville's next game, at least as I have it, will be at Unadilla Valley on Friday. That could be a good game. 57-31, scoring has been lean for Harpersville in this quarter. They have a three-pointer from Katie Hoyt and a field goal from Sarah Miller. It is Picard from outside. It's a two-pointer, but Samantha Picard with her second basket. She scored the first basket of the night for Unitigo way back. Or one of the first baskets, anyway, for Unitigo in the first quarter. There's a steal on the entry pass by Megan Faulkner. Faulkner off to Slosson into the left corner. Back outside Picard. Shot put up and made by Emily Slosson. Her first basket of the night. It had absolutely no arc on that shot, but it went in. Miller back outside for Havens. Under a minute to go, about 45 seconds to go in the contest. Pass to Sarah Miller. If she dribbles again, it's double dribble. She did not. Pass inside from Ballard to Miller. Challenging Woodard. Woodard with a deflection. Nice block. 57-35. Final 30 seconds. Put up and in again for Emily Slosson. That's two in a row. What took her so long? 20 seconds to go. 20-point lead for Harpersville to put this one in the books and go to 7-0 on the season. 8 seconds to go. Cross court. Shot put up and missed by Mielek. Put back up by Ballard. 2 seconds to go. Woodard will finish it off. 57-37 is our final. Behind 22 points through the first three quarters by All-State Miranda Drummond. All right, so it did end up being an 8. I joked with a referee, are you going to get us done by 8:30? 8:28. Not bad. All right, so a good win for Harpersville. They stay undefeated. And I said 8-0 before. It's actually, they go to 10-0 on the season. My correction. We'll be back to get more specific about that and end it here with our awards as well, offense, defense, and all-purpose. It's all coming up as part of the postgame show on your local sports leader, FM 101, AM 1490, and, of course, WCDOsports.com. It is WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com.
Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harpersville Lady Hornets basketball game is the best way to microcosm this one, because I followed their first quarter tendencies for the last few years. Last year, they would go out to this huge lead. They always put the press on, the man-to-man press, always got quick points. And a lot of times leaving teams in the dust. It's exactly what they did tonight. 20-8 was the first quarter score. It never got closer than 10 at 21-11 the rest of the way. So a big win there for Harpersville, 57-37. And we'll have our scoring recap, then we'll have our postgame award. So here we go for Unitico. Well, almost half of their points scored by Marissa Woodard. She finishes with 17, and she had to work for all of them. She had 6 in the first half. She did get 9 points in the third quarter as they were able to get the ball inside to her a little bit better, and she was able to get better shots. Not that she had terrible shots in the first half. They just weren't falling. One basket in the fourth quarter and 1-for-6 from the foul line, so 17. She had half of the field goals in the game for Unitico. 4 other players had 2 field goals each. Cassidy Newman, Samantha Picard, Megan Faulkner, and Emily Slauson. Slauson's came late. She finishes with 4. Courtney Bullis, 1-for-2 from the line for 1. Megan Faulkner, 2-for-3 from the line on top of those baskets. She finishes with 6 points, number 2 on the team tonight. Samantha Picard, 2 baskets for 4. Cassidy Newman, 2 baskets, 1-for-4 from the line for 5 points. So 16 field goals for Unitigo, no 3-pointers, 5-for-15 from the foul line. Harpersville, responsible for a lot of that shooting, the lone totals for Unitigo, no question about it. Harpersville, led by Miranda Drummond, no surprise, 22 points there, 7 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer. She, for her own standards, underachieved on the free throws, 5-for-10. For those 22 points. Tatiana Sosnowski had 2 baskets early on. That's what she finished with. 4 points for her. Sarah Miller, 2 baskets, 0-for-2 from the line for 4. Mackenzie Havens, 1 basket for 2. Katie Hoyt got the crowd pumped up a little bit in the fourth quarter. She hit a 3-pointer. Holly Henry, 2 early free throws for 2. Shelby Medovich, as she's been most of the year, the second highest scorer. Likewise tonight, 14 points in the first 3 quarters. Her big quarter was the third, as she had 11 points, 2 3-pointers, any old-fashioned 3-point play. So she had 3 baskets from inside the arc, 2 from outside, 2-for-4 free throw shooting, 14 points. Carissa Warren, 2 baskets in the second quarter for 4, and Abby Bird, one of the first baskets of the ball game, finishing with 2, and did a nice job defensively as well. So this is how we're going to do this. It's going to go with the start with the MBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Award. MBT Bank's putting customers first every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes. MBT Bank served the community for over 150 years, member FDIC. And that one tonight will go to Shelby Medovich. I think that third quarter pretty much defined. I'm telling you, sometimes a team can come out with a big lead in the third quarter and be just as flat as can be. Well, Shelby was not. She saved her best for that third quarter and sat out the entire fourth quarter. Shelby Medovich will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Award. 14 points and had 2 3-pointers to lead all scores tonight. Our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award will go to a player to be named in just a moment. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. And I couldn't help but notice early on in the game, it was her job to guard the ball handler. And that was Abby Bird. She took Courtney Bullis. Now, there were times she got spelled for Carissa Warren, but Abby's job was to take the point guard of Unitigo, in this case Courtney Bullis, and guard her closely. That's exactly what she did. Abby Bird will win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And that leaves the least dramatic award we've ever given this year, and that will be the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth of the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, and they remind you to attend the games that you want to attend to cheer on those young athletes that you want to cheer on. It doesn't matter what school, which sport, which gender, do as much as you can and show them your support. And that's, again, lack of drama. I'm sorry, but it's going to be Miranda Drummond with 22 points. I'm guessing 14 to 15 rebounds, 2 to 3 blocks, 6 to 7 steals, etc., etc., etc. So she stayed pretty steady with her averages and everything. 5 for 10 from the line. That one's got to be worked on, but there's no doubt Harpersville goes as Miranda Drummond goes. And assists, probably 3 or 4 assists tonight, too. She sees the court very well, and she will be an asset to that St. Bonaventure team. But let's see how much further she can take Harpersville and her teammates, as she does make her other teammates look good. There aren't many that I can say that have done that. The folks like Courtney Mattingly, going way back to the late 90s, Ann Donnelly for Unitigo, Jill Kathman for Delhi, Pam DeMunn for Sydney, you know, on and on and on. Making the other teammates look good while you continue to be a leader, that is the mark of a great player. Miranda Drummond, no question about it, is a great player. Well, that will do it for us. Franklin did get the win, and my thanks to Nate Lowe for giving me those updates. Jordan Beers, you know, you talk about Miranda Drummond. Well, Jordan Beers is out there, too, as one of the outstanding players in Section 4. It doesn't matter if she's playing Class D or whatever. But tonight, her numbers, well, Franklin stayed undefeated, beating state-ranked Skeneva 61-49. Jordan Beers with 34 points and 15 rebounds. And thanks to Nate for filling me in on that one. We'll do a game very soon together, I'm sure. All right, tomorrow night we'll be right back here in the land of the Hornets as they rock the Ville, as Unitigo boys hope to get out in front early and stay in front early. They'll try to do it against the Harpersville Hornets team that wants to win one at home, no question about it. Game time will be about 7:15. We'll be on the air with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, about like we were tonight. Right straight up at 7 o'clock at the end of the JV game. Stay safe, everybody. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. Our score once again, Harpersville remains undefeated. They're 10-0 now overall. They win over Unitigo tonight in girls action 57-37. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Eby. Have a great night.